Although Mendelssohn lived only 38 years, he somehow managed to visit England 10 times. During some of those visits, Moscheles served as Mendelssohn's guide and translator. Moscheles was a piano virtuoso, a composer, and he had taught Mendelssohn at Leipzig's conservatory, so they were naturally friends. A certain law professor at Cambridge, an amateur poet by the name of Charles Broadley, had been tremendously impressed by Mendelssohn's music, as was everyone else. Broadley had been taking composition lessons with Moscheles, so Broadley arranged for Moscheles to ask Mendelssohn to accept a commission to write music for one of Broadley's metrical psalm paraphrases. Mendelssohn accepted the commission and set two verses to music from Broadley's metrical paraphrase of Psalm 13. Mendelssohn liked the result and published it both in English in London and then issued a German version from Bonn. 3 years later, Broadley commissioned Mendelssohn to provide orchestration for the music, but that version would not appear in print until 5 years after the composer's death. In today's hymn, Mendelssohn imitates the English verse anthem, which was still being heard in the nation's leading chapels. In a verse anthem, a soloist sings the first verse, and then the choir immediately sings the same words, usually with the same melody. The soloist then proceeds to the next verse, followed by the choir's answer, and so forth. I enjoy verse anthems because I get to hear the words and melodies several times. I also like the alternation between the dramatic soloist and the rich-sounding choir. I'll just add that years later, some people in England felt that Broadley's poetry was so weak that they substituted new words in future publications, words that we'll actually be hearing today. Poor Broadley.